When you go a goal behind in Tala, you probably accept the point at that stage. But when you get yourself 2-1 in front with real bravery and courage in our play and going into injury time, extremely disappointed that we haven't left with the 3 points. We spoke at half time about Dara Burns' his delivery and stopping crosses from that side. We haven't stopped the cross and we haven't defended our back post well enough. And if you do that, you possibly leave with the 3 points, so it's disappointing from that end. But we had 2 days to prepare for the game, and we've shown real guts and bravery in our response to going a goal behind. And just bitterly disappointed for the efforts that the players put in that they haven't come away with 3 points. Obviously, four midfield players not available to us tonight, but I thought Jordan and Adam dealt with that area of the pitch really well. And to be fair, Rovers have their injuries as well, so both clubs are suffering a wee bit in that regard. So obviously really disappointed they lose well before kickoff, but the lads adapted well.
As you were saying, Murray, a great match, great entertainment spectacle, especially when you did go 1-0, you responded immediately and you deserved the equaliser.
We showed real courage when we went behind, and this isn't an easy place to do that. It can swallow you up if you're not on it mentally and physically. So we responded well and ended up getting ourselves in front, and I thought we had real momentum at that point. But as I said, just extremely disappointed that we concede so late and only leave with a point.
That's a range of emotions over the last two games. Scored late on Friday night, they won, and conceded late. So, emotional roller coaster.
I won't sleep tonight. You never sleep after a game, but hopefully I have a good sleep tomorrow night.
And that's that done and dusted point at Tala, as you said. But disappointed. But you look ahead now to the home game against Waterford.
And Waterford are flying. They had a brilliant one tonight at home to St Pat's. So tonight potentially is a decent point if we can go and capitalise and pick up 3 on Friday, but we're coming up against tricky opponents.
Shows you it's very competitive for the results tonight.
Incredible. It's shaping up to be a mad league already, and the promoted teams, as I've said loads of times, have added real value to the league and the quality that they have, and I think there's a real spread of quality right throughout the league.